Without further ado, we will go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and bring in one of the best to do it out here. Pro Football Focus's own John Costco. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Garrett, how are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Doing really well. Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl is full swing. Came, saw, went. You guys have a really in-depth breakdown with Pro Football Focus and breaking down some of those position groups, talking about what you guys saw down there and in regards to some of the sleepers, some of the guys who stock rose, some of the guys who really jumped off the page. And I'm interested in to see who are some of the names that we're going to be looking at coming up that are really going to be household names that are really going to look to – we're going to follow to their pro days in the combine that are really going to look to bolster their stock going into the next couple months.
Yeah, so at Pro Football Focus, we actually get all the film from the Senior Bowl, and we grade it, grade in the practices, and not just the game, but the practices where you got the one-on-ones. We do the offensive line versus defensive line, doing the passes and one-on-ones there with the wide receivers and DBs, and even the running backs and tight ends. And then when it comes to the full practices where they have seven 7-on-7, 11-on-11, and stuff like that, we also grade those. What I was focusing on for PFF was the one-on-ones in the past, so wide receivers versus DBs, and also some running backs and tight ends and linebackers and safeties there. And guys that stood out for me, like on the offensive side, you got Terry McLaurin out of Ohio State, who graded well for us in the system, but then also did well in the one-on-ones here. And I think his stock is rising because he's an explosive player and has, a lot of traits that you can't teach. He was really good against press coverage in the one-on-ones in this, here at the Senior Bowl. He won 89% of his press coverage pass routes. So that's something that, was eye-opening there. And a guy that I didn't even have my eyes on was Old Dominion wide receiver Travis Fulgham. He really showed well against press coverage and the one-on-ones there. And so I'm going to have to go back and look at his tape a little bit more. Graded well in our system Terry McLaurin did. And the defensive side, you got a couple of guys that showed up pretty well. You got Amani Oweri. I'm not really positive how to pronounce his name, but he did well in one-on-ones. And then Lonnie Johnson Jr. was also pretty solid in one-on-ones there too. And so a couple of guys that I think, they played well, they graded well. It's just going to show to go back to the tape and watch them even more because of how well they played. And then you also, I didn't mention Penny Hart, as well, Georgia State wide receiver who really was winning a lot of his routes. He dropped a couple of balls, but really what you want to see from those guys is they're winning their routes. They're decisive and fluid in winning those routes. And that's what he was.
Talking to John Costco on Pro Football Focus. One of the things that what you guys do is you hear this a lot. And I explain this is, sometimes when you look at these pro season games, East-West Shrine Bowl, Senior Bowl, even when you go to the combine in these pro days, when guys put up really big days or have really good practices in the All-Star games, or even put up big numbers or times in the combines or pro days, what that makes you do is go back to their tape to see how they performed during their competition levels and to take a bigger look and say, okay, well, let's go back and see how he performed against X team, and let's see how he did. And so you can go back and check and see how they performed, and you can say, well, man, maybe we overlooked this guy. Maybe this guy is a diamond in the rough. And those are some of the things that John Dorsey is looking at in his mind state going into this offseason and trying to find diamonds in the rough and trying to plug and place guys around.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the benefits that we do at PFF is that we're already grading all of these players during the season. So we have all their their key plays and in ready for these teams, because all the teams that in the NFL do are clients of ours. And so when they have a breakout game or breakout practice and in these All-Star games, they can literally pull up every single player of theirs in a, you know, blink of an eye because of our data that we provide for the team. So it benefits them, you know, in that regard. And then you're looking at it from the, when they show out in these all-star games and practices, it just makes it that much easier for the teams to go back and rewatch the games they may have overlooked on these guys.
When you look at it and you look at, you know, some of the Browns' needs, when you look at, from their perspective of maybe they're looking at, you know, pass rush, defensive linemen. Are there any guys in free agency who might be? I'm looking at a guy like Jadeveon Clowney, who a lot of people ask me about this all the time, and I'm like, he's getting franchised. Like, I don't think the Texans are letting him out of his deal. I think another guy, maybe a Grady Jarrett, defensive tackle out of Atlanta, maybe a guy that they may be willing to spend on. But, you know, you have the situation where, you know, I think Dustin Fox talked to John Dorsey, and he says, you know, he's not too much of a high spender in free agency. When you look at this draft class as a whole, do you think there's some guys that you can get that could be impact players on the defensive front in linebacker class? Or do you think it would be a better pick or a better splash to go ahead, and if there's somebody they can get as far as a free agent that could move the Browns' progression ahead further in their progression quicker? So is it either a draft route or possibly a free agent route that would progress the Browns a little faster?
I think it's a combination of both, and really – obviously, how they attack free agency will kind of like dictate a little bit how they're going to attack the draft. But really, as you know, they obviously have the cap space to make moves. And I know John Dorsey said that he doesn't like to make splashes in free agency. And in his time in Kansas City, he really didn't do that. He made a lot of smart, you know, cheaper options for signings. If something came his way, luckily he would sign it. One of those guys was Mitchell Schwartz out of you know, from Cleveland when he didn't get re-signed by the Browns, and he went and signed a pretty team-friendly contract and in that regard. But a guy like, you know, Jarvis Landry last year, he obviously paid a lot of money to. So I think he's, you know, he's going to be smart in his contract signings. You know, you look at Landry's deal, it was a 5-year, you know, 70-some million dollar deal, but there is an opt-out after this next season that, you know, it's not going to cost the team all that much. So a guy like, you know, I think, you know, Grady Jarrett or Trey Flowers, those are in the cards, I think. But if you're looking at the cheaper options, a guy like Shaq Barrett out of Denver, who's graded well in our system, is, you know, he's a really good pass rusher. He's solid in the run game. He's a guy that would come cheaper because he's obviously, you know, they have Von Miller there, and they just drafted Bradley Chubb. Mm-hmm. He's probably going to be looking elsewhere to get more playing time because, you know, once Bradley Chubb came in there, he got his playing time went substantially down. He's a guy that I think could be a real benefit to the Browns in, you know, next season and moving forward because he's good as a pass rush. His 3-year grade in Denver is an 87.8, which is really good. He had took a little bit of a step back this past year because of his role at a 75.9, but he's a guy that I think the Browns should target. And another guy, you know, not so much in the front seven, but in the back end, we might maybe Jason Verrett, who's been plagued by injuries in his career, but he's still a good player. He'd become cheap too. So there are definitely a lot of options out there in terms of the cheaper options that Dorsey could sign.
Yes. Talking to John Kosko, a Pro Football Focus here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. You know, when you look at those guys, you know, looking at the mix between the two of them, it looks like they can bring a mix of young and old and kind of, you know, get some steals and try to, you know, progress and get those guys together on the defensive line and as far as that front is concerned. The defensive backfield that we talked about, are there any defensive backs that you look at that could be in play for the Cleveland Browns as far as in free agency if they want to pair with Denzel Ward?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I already mentioned Jason Verrett briefly, but other players such as Ronald Darby out of Philadelphia would be an excellent option, I think, because he's a you know, obviously he's been plagued with a little bit of injuries. He was going to cost a little bit more because I think he's shown a little bit more of a track record of staying healthy for longer stretches of time. But he is a guy that I think that would come in there and be an immediate impact from day one. You know, a little bit older, a guy, Kareem Jackson out of Houston, had a really excellent season this past year for them. He would be another guy that could be a potential, you know, short-term option that you'd fill in and help that back end. And then if you're looking a little bit younger and a little bit cheaper, you know, even like a Darquez Dennard out of Cincinnati, decent player, a guy that with experience that you can trust in the slot and outside, good run defender as well. So a lot of different options in that regard as well. You know, I think that's a position that they need to attack and in the draft as well, because this is a pretty solid class there. If you wanted to go to the veteran route, I think the two names that I would be most intrigued by would be Darby and Verrett.
And last quick question here. There's been much rumblings about this, and I think it's more of a kind of a fantasy thing. When you look at the difference between, you got a guy like Antonio Brown, who people will think will not be with the Steelers next year. I've been saying that the Steelers will not trade Antonio Brown anywhere near the Browns. I think they will move him as far away from the AFC North as possible. But there is another guy we've heard about, and we always laugh and joke about whether or not, you know, he's worth this amount of value. With his numbers and looking at it, we hear about a guy, you know, in New York, and we want to look at it, what is the value of a top flight receiver like a Beckham? Like, you know, we hear the rumblings. Hey, if they wanted to get rid of Beckham, how much would he command on the open market? And people like me say, hey, I'm giving up. If you want the one this year, sure. We're already drafting in, what, the teens now? Great, we'll do that. And then if we're expecting to be good next year, if you want that one too, if the Browns expect to make the playoff, that pick is in the 20s. What value do you think as far as the focus, Pro Football Focus, player grades and the values that Beckham would have on open market?
Yeah, so obviously Beckham is a great player. I mean, he would command a top flight. You know, he just signed a 5-year, $90 million contract, and pretty much on the open market, you're probably talking that's what he would get. But the thing is with that is, it would cost the Browns a lot of draft capital to acquire somebody like that. And then you're also putting yourself into a cap situation that's, you know, obviously not team friendly. He's a very valuable player. You know, looking at wide receivers, they are, you know, arguably the second most valuable position on the field outside of quarterback. You know, the top 11 players in the NFL, at PFF, we have a wins above replacement metric that we've developed with our grades. The top 11 were quarterbacks, and the number 12th guy was DeAndre Hopkins out of Houston. So they add value when they can play at that type of a level. But the thing is, in my opinion, you don't need that type of top flight type guy. You know, look at the New England Patriots over the years. You know, they've had essentially one elite superstar wide receiver, and that was for one season in 2007 with Randy Moss. Obviously, that took them to a 16-0 year, but they still didn't win the Super Bowl. And every other year, the Patriots haven't had that type of guy. And, you know, they've been to, you know, 8 Super Bowls, so, or 9 Super Bowls now. So it's not a necessary thing, I think, for a team. What you really want is a well-rounded wide receiver group, and that's what the Patriots, you know, put out there. The Los Angeles Rams, the other Super Bowl team this year, I mean, you can't really say who their number one guy is. Robert Woods is a very good receiver. Brandon Cooks is a very good receiver. And then, you know, they utilize their tight ends in the past game, as well as their running back. So you want a well-rounded group. You don't want to have a guy that, like an Odell Beckham Jr., who's going to demand, you know, 10 to 15 targets a game, that when you go up against a Patriots team that knows how to just eliminate one player, we're going to eliminate the best player on the field. And they do it, and then you have to figure out, you know, a different game plan. What you want to be able to do is have game, you know, 5 different options that you can give it to on every given play. And I think when you have an OBJ type guy, you're limiting your offense like that. As valuable as that player is, you kind of you become dependent on that. And it's, in my opinion, and a lot of, you know, our opinions at Pro Football Focus, it's that as good as that player is, it could be detrimental to the team in that regard.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much for coming on. We'll talk to you again soon. John Kosko, Pro Football Focus. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, Garrett.
All right. Thank you.